About 150 people gathered at Skagway City Hall Monday evening to participate in a candlelit vigil for George Floyd. The event drew young and old, men and women. Some brought signs. Skagway Police Chief Ray Leggett attended to pay his respects, dressed in plain clothes.
Thank you for coming out to honor the life of George Floyd and protest the unjust murders of unarmed black Americans at the hands of police all across the nation.
After some brief opening remarks from Megan McGrail, the crowd stood in silence for 7 minutes in recognition of the time that Floyd spent asphyxiated beneath the knee of the police officer in Minneapolis. Megan McGrail and Cameron Brockett organized the event. McGrail says she had never been involved in political activism before, but felt an obligation to mobilize in Skagway after seeing what was happening in other cities around the country.
Half of me feels safe up here in a weird way, like we're very sheltered from what's going on in the lower 48, just as far as like the violence and the like intense police state. But I also feel very, very guilty for not being there.
Floyd's death has reignited outrage over the extrajudicial killing of black people by police in the United States. Even though very few black people live in Skagway, McGrail feels it is important for rural communities to show they are paying attention to the issue. She says she and other organizers considered other ways to make a statement, such as marching or protesting, but they felt a moment of silence would draw more participants.
We wanted to get as many people out as possible, just to show solidarity. We want it to be documented that there are people here that really care.
Haines residents scheduled a similar event the day after the vigil in Skagway. They gathered at the Tribal House stage in the Fort Seward Parade Grounds, where a small altar was set up. Megan Hart was one of the organizers. She said she hopes white people will acknowledge that while they are comfortable in their community, that might not be everyone's experience.
And I think the question for our entire country, no matter the size of our community, is what are the experiences of non-white persons with law enforcement, and how do they feel?
Hart added that it will be up to young people to initiate these difficult conversations.
I feel like my generation is really here to kind of uncover and unveil these deep wounds. A lot of people have lost their lives to bring attention to this, and I just hope that enough lives have been lost and destroyed, and we can start seeing long-lasting change and effective change.
At the end of the 7-minute silence in Skagway, McGrail had a similar message for the crowd. She said, "Now is time to do the work." In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.